I'll start this with a recording on Joseph McNamara. That is Joseph, J-O-E-S-E-P-H, McNamara, M-C-N-A-M-A-R-A, M-C-M as in Mary, M-C-N-A-M-A-R-A, McNamara. Date of birth is 8/14/99. 1999, and their visit is this is my copy for Stephanie Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph, chief complaint is wheezing and history of asthma. Next paragraph, his present illness. His present illness, this is a 26-year-old male who has a prior history of moderate persistent asthma. Oh, can you please change that? Who has a history of mild intermittent asthma, has been on an inhaled steroid, including a QR inhaler, 40 micrograms, two puffs twice a day, since the past 3 years period. The patient experiences coughing spells, chest tightness and wheezing, and has used the albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis and an average of 4 times a week. He denies any chest pains and he brings up little whitish mucus and has previously been treated for bronchitis. The patient has had no recent chest x-ray. He has some nasal allergies and post-nasal drip and denies any fevers or chills and night sweats. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history for paragraph. Past history of the patient's past history has included recurrent episodes of bronchitis and asthmatic attacks. He has had a cyst removed from his abdominal wall several years ago, and he also has a history of type 1 diabetes mellitus, for which he uses a Novolog insulin as directed. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient has a history of smoking for over 8 years, and he vapes regularly, and he also drinks alcohol moderately on a regular basis. Next paragraph. the medalist included Albitrol and Hiller, 2+PRN. Novolog, insulin per scale as directed. Traceba, 65 units injection daily. QR inhaler, 40 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Next paragraph, family history. Mother has a history of asthma. Father. Is in good health. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient has no fatigue or fever. No glaucoma, cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. There's no urinary frequency or flank pains. No hay fever. I'm sorry. He has asthma and hay fever. And denies any significant cough, but has wheezing and shortness of breath. He has no abdominal pains, heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains and no palpitations or like swelling, no depression or anxiety. He has no joint pains or muscle stiffness, no seizures or headaches or memory loss, no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built young white male is alert, no acute distress, there's no pallor, there's ictus-superficial edema. Blood pressure is 138/80, pulse 72, respirations 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 97. HE and non-phthalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, nasal mucous edematous. Neck supplement, bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds of the periphery. There's no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence from regular S1 S2, no murmur in S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Mild persistent asthma. And number two is diabetes mellitus type 1. And number three. Let's see, number three, allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to say advice to get a CT chest since he has a significant history of smoking. And he will get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. I advise to get a CBC, total eosinophil count, IgE level. And I advise to continue with Albuterol and inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, as well as QR inhaler, 40 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. A follow-up visit begins in approximately 4 weeks. Twist time, I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this conversation. Copy this for follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. To his time, I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Stephanie Sanchez, ARNP. Thank you. I'm sorry, APRN. Thank you, Dr. Susan.